The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you articles of interest from Kiplinger Personal Finance, AARP Magazine, and, if time permits, an article from Money.com. Our first article from Kiplinger Personal Finance, Strategies to Save Money on Prescription Drugs. Many Medicare recipients are benefiting from changes that make prescriptions more affordable. But you can still make other moves to keep your cost in check. Prescription drug costs have risen significantly over the past several years. Among drugs that went up in price from January of 2022 to January of 2023, the average increase was 15.2%, and it was 11.5% the previous year, according to the most recent data available from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. A Commonwealth Fund study found that 14% of Medicare beneficiaries didn't fill a prescription or skipped a dose of their medication because of the cost. The inability to afford the prescription you need could have long-term implications on your health outcomes, says Gretchen Jacobson, Vice President of Medicare for the Commonwealth Fund. But the past few years have also brought changes that should make prescription drugs more affordable for many people with Medicare Part D or Medicare Advantage plans. The Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 limited copayments for covered insulin to $35 per month, eliminated cost sharing for adult vaccines covered by Part D, expanded the Extra Help program, which assists with premiums and copayments for low-income Medicare beneficiaries, and gave the government the go-ahead to start negotiating prices with drug companies. The dreaded, quote, donut hole, which originally required beneficiaries to pay 100% of their drug cost after cost reached a certain level, has disappeared. Instead, your out-of-pocket cost for covered drugs are capped at $2,000 per year starting in 2025. It's a lot easier to navigate and predict your Part D cost now, says Caitlin Donovan, Senior Director of the Patient Advocate Foundation, a nonprofit that provides free case management and financial assistance to people who are diagnosed with serious medical conditions. But you may still encounter surprises. Only drugs covered by the plan's formulary are subject to the cap, and plans have been changing their list of covered drugs. Drug plans have also been adding restrictions to coverage, such as prior authorization and step therapy, which requires you to jump through hoops before they'll cover your medication. And some of the expenses you'll have to pay before you reach the cap are going up. The maximum deductible for Part D plans increased to $590 in 2025, and you may have to pay a larger percentage of drug cost after you reach your deductible, especially for specialty medications. Premiums, which aren't included in the cap, also increased for many Part D plans in 2025. For that reason, it's still important to do some work to save money on prescription drugs. But because of these changes, the strategies are different than they've been in the past. Here's what you need to know. Make the most of the $2,000 cap. The $2,000 out-of-pocket cap is a game-changer for people who have high drug cost. HHS projects that about 11.3 million Part D enrollees will meet the cap in 2025. They won't have to pay anything for covered drugs after that point. But the new rule has some limitations, says Juliet Kombalski, Deputy Director of KFF's Program on Medicare. Significantly, the $2,000 cap applies only when you're using your plan and only to drugs that the plan covers, she says. That changes some cost-saving strategies. For example, in the past, if your Part D plan charged high copayments for your medications, it made sense to search sites such as GoodRx.com for coupons that could reduce the cost of a drug to less than your insurance copay. In that case, you could save money by using cash with a coupon rather than your insurance. But the equation is different with the new cap. Now, if you expect your drug expenses to come close to the $2,000 threshold during the year, it can pay you to use your insurance, even if the insurance copayments are slightly higher, so the expenses can count towards the cap. You have to make a prediction about your medications and the out-of-pocket costs, says Cindy George, Senior Personal Finance Editor at GoodRx. It is better to stick with the plan, get credit for the out-of-pocket cost, and get to the point where it pays 100% for your medications. Take advantage of the smoothing program. Although the $2,000 cap helps, beneficiaries may have a tough time paying their out-of-pocket drug costs if they have to cover them all at once. For example, people with cancer frequently have a lot of prescription drugs and other expenses and may hit the cap in January, says Robin Yavarsky, Scientific Vice President for the American Cancer Society. For those individuals, the new Medicare prescription payment plan can divide drug costs into smaller monthly payments, says Elizabeth McCauley, Helpline Navigator at Susan G. Komen, which focuses on breast cancer research and advocacy. You don't have to pay extra for the smoothing program, and it doesn't reduce your cost. It just spreads them out over the year to ease the load on your budget. You can sign up for the program through your drug plan at any time. For more information, you can go to Medicare.gov. And strategies for non-covered drugs. Because the $2,000 cap applies only to drugs included in your plan's formulary, it is essential to find out whether your drugs are covered as you choose a plan, says Kubalski. Plans frequently change their formularies, so you might lose coverage for a medication that your plan once covered, she says. You can shop for Part D and Medicare Advantage plans during Medicare's annual open enrollment, which runs from October the 15th to December 7th, for new coverage starting January 1. Type your drugs and doses into the Medicare Plan Finder at medicare.gov/plan-compare, or log in to your online Medicare account to find out which plans in your area cover your medications and how much you pay. You could lose out on other benefits if your drug isn't covered. For example, the Inflation Reduction Act capped insulin cost at $35 per month, but only for insulins covered by your Part D or Medicare Advantage plan. Not all plans cover all types of insulin, and the plan's coverage can change, so it's important to check your formulary before choosing a plan, says Diane Omdahl, co-founder of 65 Incorporated, a company that helps people with Medicare decisions. It can be tricky if you're prescribed a new medication mid-year that isn't included in your plan's formulary. Before you leave the doctor's office, Omdahl recommends using the Medicare Plan Finder to check your plan's coverage. If your insurance doesn't cover the drug or has high copayments, ask your doctor or medication prescriber whether there are other drugs that can meet a similar need, such as a low-cost generic or a therapeutic alternative that costs less under your plan. Specialists prescribing expensive medications generally have resources to help patients navigate the cost. For cancer patients, for example, we recommend talking with the oncologist care team about other options, says Yabrov. If people can't afford a specific treatment, there may be an alternative to the recommended treatment that is just as effective, but may be less expensive. Your pharmacist may also be able to help. Patients can ask their pharmacist for a savings review at any time, says Monica Prinzine, a CVS SpokesCare spokesperson. CVS pharmacists can review a patient's prescription regimen and help patients work with their doctors to determine potential alternatives. Appealing if you can't switch drugs. If another drug can't fill the same need, your prescriber may request a formulary exception, particularly if the doctor says that only a single drug will work for you. You may also have additional recourse if your plan stops covering your medication. Often, prescribers can request an appeal based on continuity of care for the patient to allow the non-formulary alternative, says McCauley. In some cases, insurers may uphold their decisions to deny the drug unless a patient tries the formulary alternative, she says. In that case, patients may need to change their medication briefly to see whether they have an adverse reaction to the one the plan prefers, she adds. You may be able to change a different Part D or Medicare Advantage plan that covers your drug even if open enrollment has passed. You can switch into a plan with a 5-star quality rating at any time if one is available in your area. Type your zip code into the plan finder to check the plan's ratings. If you already have a Medicare Advantage plan from January 1 to March 31 each year, you can switch. Advantage plans are change from Medicare Advantage to Original Medicare and get a Part D plan. However, depending on your state, you may not be able to get a Medigap policy to supplement Original Medicare if you have pre-existing conditions. And dealing with coverage restrictions. Just because a drug is listed on your plan's formulary doesn't mean you'll automatically be covered. More plans are adding restrictions. With prior authorization, your doctor needs to submit information explaining why you need a specific medication. With step therapy, you may need to try a lower-cost drug first before the plan will cover the more expensive medication. About 30% of drugs that are covered on a formulary have a prior authorization requirement, according to a 2024 MedPAC analysis. It's more likely to be required for higher-cost medications. But that doesn't mean you should take no for an answer, because the initial denial is often overturned on appeal. McCauley says that oncology offices have plenty of experience with the process because in specialized care, such as oncology, the majority of procedures and treatments are subject to insurance prior authorization. In most cases, the provider's office will have staff dedicated to processing prior authorizations, which takes the responsibility and pressure off the patient, she says. The process can be very fast, McCauley adds. The staff can usually obtain authorizations immediately via online portals or via fax within a few days. The provider's office can also handle an appeal. They will have access to the most medically up-to-date supporting information, increasing the chances of overturning the denial, McCauley says. And other ways to save money. If your drug isn't covered or if you have a high out-of-pocket expense plan, you may qualify for programs to help with the cost. disease-specific funds. Nonprofits such as the Patient Advocate Foundation at copays.org and the PAN Foundation at panfoundation.org have funds to help with a variety of expenses, including drug cost. You may apply based on your diagnosis, not your prescription, says Donovan. Your doctor must provide verification of the disease, and you may need to meet income requirements, which can be as high as 400% to 500% of the federal poverty level. For example, the Patient Advocate Foundation has a cervical cancer fund that provides up to $2,000 to help pay deductibles, copayments, and other expenses for eligible patients earning up to 500% of the federal poverty level. Some of the foundation's funds, such as its diabetes fund, have had so many applicants that they filled up and closed quickly, she says. You can sign up for alerts when new funds open for your condition. And state pharmaceutical assistance programs. These programs help people who have low incomes or specific diseases with out-of-pocket drug costs. Find out whether your state has a program at tiny, that's tinyurl.com. You can also learn about programs in your area by contacting your state health insurance assistance program at SHIP Help, that's H-I-S-H-I-P, SHIP, help, H-E-L-P.org. And pharmaceutical assistance programs offered by drug companies. Like state programs, these programs from pharmaceutical companies can help with out-of-pocket cost. However, some of these programs are not available to Medicare beneficiaries. Extra Help. The Medicare program assists low-income beneficiaries with premiums and copayments for Part D plans. The Inflation Reduction Act expanded eligibility starting in 2024. And for more information, you can go to Medicare.gov. You can also use these strategies to help reduce your expenses. Find a lower-cost pharmacy. The pharmacy you choose may make a big difference in how much you pay for drugs. Part D plans typically have three cost tiers: preferred pharmacies, other in-network pharmacies, and out-of-network pharmacies. The plan finder can show your plan's cost for local and mail-order pharmacies. If you and your spouse have different Part D plans, you may have different preferred pharmacies. And use tax-free HSA money. Even though you can't make new contributions to a health savings account after you enroll in Medicare, you can withdraw money you've accumulated in the account tax-free for eligible medical expenses at any time, including health and drug deductibles, copayments, over-the-counter drugs, and prescription drugs that aren't covered by your plan. Anything that is prescribed by a doctor can be paid for with an HSA, whether or not your insurance covers it, says Karen Volo, head of health and benefit accounts for Fidelity Investments. For example, if your drug plan doesn't cover GLP-1 drugs, which aid with diabetes and weight loss, you can still withdraw money tax-free from an HSA for as long as the medication was prescribed, she says. After you turn 65, you can also withdraw HSA money tax-free to pay Medicare premiums, including those for Part B, Part D, and Medicare Advantage plans. And strategies for pre-Medicare retirees. If you retire before age 65 and have health coverage from an Affordable Care Act Marketplace plan or employer retiree plan, the strategies for saving money on prescription drugs can be different. These plans aren't required to cap out-of-pocket spending at $2,000, so you may still benefit by using cash and a coupon if it costs less than your insurance copayment. You may also be eligible for assistance programs that aren't available to Medicare beneficiaries, copayment cards, manufacturer coupons, and vouchers from pharmacy benefit managers are available only to individuals who use commercial insurance, says McCauley. These programs can give patients a discount after insurance pays a portion of their claim, but the programs are not available to people with Medicare and other government plans. Find out more at goodrx.com or contact the drug manufacturer. And here's an interesting article that appeared in the AARP magazine. Under investigation, your finances. Use these clues to sniff out the mysteries of your money. If a private eye were assigned to uncover the state of your financial health, how would that gumshoe proceed? Picture Sam Spade or Easy Rollins at a desk, sifting through the evidence, bank statements, credit card bills, insurance policies, each one a potential clue, each one whispering a story waiting to be heard. Sam and Easy Rollins, or some other fictional detective, would scrutinize every line item, every transaction, mulling over one question after another. Where's the money going? What's being overlooked? The truth would be in the details. And as in any great whodunit, sometimes the most revealing clues would be the ones that the shamus wasn't even looking for. Fortunately, solving the mysteries wrapped up in your finances doesn't require a private investigator. Only the right mindset and the right questions. To crack the case, start here. And let's start with your cash flow. Where is your money really going? Signs of shaky cash flow might be hiding in plain sight. Unsolicited credit card offers, letters pitching personal loans, or a growing stack of mail you put off reading. When we ask people what their current bills are, we can hear the envelope being torn open, says Martin Lynch, president of the Financial Counseling Association of America. Even if these red flags don't apply to you, it's still wise to analyze your cash flow. To get an idea of your spending, gather your last few months of bank and credit card statements, suggests Kristen Thompson, a financial planner with Renaissance Financial in St. Louis. Next, highlight all your income sources, including Social Security and side gigs. If you're retired, ask yourself whether you're drawing money from your savings at a sustainable pace. If you're still working, aim to allocate at least 15% of your income to savings, says Thompson Pokler. And finally, look at your credit reports, now available weekly from each of the three major credit bureaus via annualcreditreport.com. Besides the score, 670 to 739 is generally considered good. Look at your utilization ratio, the percentage of available credit you're using. To calculate that among your credit cards, it's pretty simple. Just divide your total outstanding balances by your total credit limits and multiply by 100. For example, if you owe $5,000 on a $10,000 limit, dividing $5,000 by $10,000 gets you 0.5. Multiplying that by 100 gets you 50%. Below 20% is ideal. And insurance. Do you have the right coverage? Insurance is a shield against life's unexpected plot twist. But are you paying too much or leaving yourself underprotected? Start with your auto and homeowner's policies. You should know your premium, your deductible, and your total coverage amount for each. Try to recall when you last compared rates. Shop around for premiums every year or two to ensure you're not overpaying, says Jeremy Zook, a financial planner in New York City. Zook suggests avoiding deductibles as low as $250 or $500, which rarely justify filing claims due to the potential impact on premiums. Instead, aim for deductibles of $1,000 to $2,000 for auto insurance and $5,000 for homeowners insurance, assuming you have a sufficient emergency fund in place. Also consider the financial impact of a one-way trip to the morgue. For some households, life insurance is essential to protect against lost income, says Jason Williams, a financial planner in McLean, Virginia. But if you're no longer working, the need may disappear. If your life policy's cash value is diminishing because it's subsidizing your premiums, Zook recommends consulting a professional to determine whether to keep it, surrender it, or sell it to a life settlement company. And cash at the ready. Are you prepared for the unexpected? Any detective worth his salt knows you need an emergency stash. But it's not enough to have one. You need the right size and location, too. An emergency fund should cover 3 to 6 months of expenses in liquid cash, not locked away in CDs, says David McLennan, a financial planner in Chicago. 3 months is fine if you have more secure income, but for less stable incomes, aim for 6. Next, inspect where your funds are parked. There's a wide range of banks now offering yields of 4% or more, he says. If you've got $2,000 or more in emergency savings, that extra yield makes a big difference. You can unearth savings account offers on bankrate.com, depositaccounts.com, or similar sites, or by searching online for, quote, high-yield savings at FDIC-insured banks. And investments in income. Will your money go on the lame? The Social Security Administration estimates that if you're a 65-year-old man, your expected lifespan is a little over 84 years. If you're a woman, it's nearly 87. But if you want your retirement kitty to stick around, you may come up short if you rely on that average figure. There's a 50% chance you'll outlive that number, McLennan says. Plus, advances in technology and medicine are likely to extend lifespans in dramatic ways. And to avoid running out of cash, it's recommended that a single person plan on living to 95 unless current health or chronic conditions suggest otherwise. Well, we're out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. Thank you for joining us. And until next time, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is also available as a podcast at ncreadingservice.org. Thank you again for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.